Genesis 4:24, where we finished off, it says, Ki Shivatayim Yukam Kain Wilamesh Shivim We Shira Wayada Adam Od Et Ishto Waateled Bin. Because seven times is avenged Cain and Lamech. What does Cain mean, Cain? Gotten. And what was the great disappointment in Genesis 4 and 1? You remember? Eve thought that she had immediately conceived and brought forth the Messiah, the promise of Genesis 3:15. So she was a believer, wasn't she? She believed. And now they saw that the one that they thought was the promised one, the heir, was able ever any threat to the future or the pride of or in any way try to supplant Cain from his job or his honored position as a firstborn? No. We're going to see something here in the next two verses. And then we're going to see a beautiful prophecy. For 70 times he is avenged and keeps on being avenged, caused to be avenged, Cain. And Lamech. Now Lamech means overthrower, doesn't it? And 70 and 7. And he knew Adam again, his wife. He knew Adam, that word, Yada, that is third person, master, and senior, cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. Now, he kept on having sexual relationship with Eve. He kept on. That's what it says there. He kept on having relationships with her. He didn't stop. When he had kids, he just kept on. And it says, and again, old again or still, his the wife of him, and she brought forth a son, Ben. Now, what does son mean, Brother Ray? You remember what son means, Ben? What does son mean? What does son mean, Marilyn?
It's a pattern.
According to a pattern. Mm-hmm. Just think about that for a minute. According to a pattern, Ben or Beth, either one of those, B'nai, sons, daughters, all mean according to a pattern. A son. Now, Adam and Eve were created absolutely perfect, weren't they? They had no flaws. The only thing about them is they had volition. They were not robots. And so they intentionally went wrong. Well, actually, Eve was deceived, wasn't she? She was deceived. But Adam intentionally, with forethought and malice, did eat all of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Just like she did. It was an imperfect tense. They kept on eating the thing until it was gone, as far as I know. They ate it up. Leaves, fruit, roots, and all. They ate it. And the first thing they did is they knew how great God was and how perfect and holy he was. And then the next thing they saw how low-down rats they were. Now, when I preach, and I pray that God will take effect of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Now, you don't get saved until you realize you're a sinner, do you? We have a lot of holy people out there that say they live above sin and beyond it. I live in it. Don't like it. Don't like my body. Don't like my thoughts. But I'm stuck here in this thing until the Lord makes it better. As simple as that. Now, let's go to 425B, or 425 here.
So back to the son.
Uh-huh.
So son and daughter actually mean the same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
According to a pattern.
Okay.
Now, what did they get? A pattern of the rebellion against God. They had become Arum, hadn't they? What does Arum mean? Remember what that means? Arum? Say us together. Arum. Arum. It rolls. Arum. Okay? And that means what? Crafty, deceitful, lying, thieving, and all of those other attributes.
Is that the same with reprobate?
Reprobates. Yeah. Because they had denied the truth. They had denied God, hadn't they? Now the serpent had become wicked, deceitful. He wasn't made that way, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at this. Watikra et Shemol Sheth Ki Shath Li Elohim Zira Asher Tashath Hevel Ki Harago Cain. And she called his name Zeth. Zeth. Sheth, actually Sheth. Say Sheth. Sheth, kind of like Shep, see? Sheth. She called his name Sheth because he has appointed for me, God, seed, another, instead of Abel. And for he had slaughtered him, Cain. Now let's just think about this for just a moment. Brother Ray, who did this child replace? Who did he replace?
Abel.
Did he really replace Abel? In a way, yes. But who did he really replace?
Cain.
Because Cain was the patriarch of the family. And Cain flopped at his job, and Cain, because he murdered his brother, was no longer eligible to be the patriarch of the family. So this child is going to take the place of Cain and Abel. Yes?
That makes sense because Cain was basically the first.
Yeah, Cain was the firstborn.
If he would have died, then Abel would have been next, but he killed him. So that makes sense that Seth becomes the heir.
That's right. Zeth became the heir.
Yeah.
Zeth became the heir instead of Cain. The children became a replacement for Abel. But the patriarch was replaced with Zeth. The biggest replacement was not Abel, but Cain. Because there needed to be, it was of a dire necessity that Adam would relinquish his position as the leadership of the home. This is the age of the patriarch now. The leadership of the home to his oldest son, the heir. So who would be the heir? Zeth, even though Cain was still alive. Now let's read one more verse here in this chapter. Lisheth, Gom, Hu, Yelad, Ben, Wayikra, Eth, Shemo, Enosh, Oz, Hukal, Likro, Bishem, Hathavar. And to Zeth, that means compensation or substitute, also him, he was caused to be born, caused to be birthed, and he called his name Enosh. That means mortal, weakness, sickness. It means feebleness and dying. Then he had become to call upon the name now, Bisham, or in the name of Jehovah. Now, there are many explanations of this verse. And one of the people that I believe was the best explainer, expositor of this verse, was Brother Hubbard. And he would say, and Brother Farrar too, they said that mankind had begun to call upon the name of the Lord in an organized way, in an organized religion. Now, some people say that the wicked line, but which we're not talking about, we're not talking about the wicked line now, that began to curse the name of God, to call and to curse and challenge God, which they did. But we're not talking about those people. We're talking about God's line. This is a line that will prove to be the real shadow of things to come. Now let's go to your little the ten inspired names of Genesis. Okay? The ten inspired names of Genesis. Now we're getting ready to do that in chapter 5 onwards. It will delineate all of these names. It will give all of these names and what they mean and when these children are born. But we have the beginning of a prophecy. The beginning of a prophecy. And what does prophecy mean? Carol, do you know what prophecy means? Prophecy. 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 It means to tell forth or to predict. Prophecy means you say it before it's going to happen. Now, Mohammed came along and he used the Bible. And he ripped it up and tore it up and mangled it. Systematic theology, he just didn't have any. He was helter-skelter the way he took bits and pieces out of the Bible and just scrambled it up. You know who Miriam was? Marilyn, who was Miriam? Do you know who Miriam was?
No, I don't know.
How about you? Do you know who Miriam was there?
Moses' sister.
You know, Muhammad thought Marian, Moses' sister, was Mary in the New Testament.
Oh. What do you mean? Mary's Mary.
Muhammad thought that Miriam, Moses' sister, was Mary that was married to Joseph and brought forth Jesus.
Like reincarnation?
No. He just thought they were the same person. He was, here we have way back yonder over here, we have Miriam. Way back over here, we have Mary. Now, Mary and Miriam are the same name. But somehow, somebody was reading the Bible to him. By the way, there weren't many Bibles around, but guess where Muhammad went on most of his little trips? Damascus, Syria, which was a stronghold of Christianity. And preaching was always out on the street, wasn't it? Always, preachers were always going on preaching. So he confused Miriam with Mary of the New Testament. And he even names that her father, and he names her father and her mother. What was Mary's father's name? Mary of the New Testament. You remember? Was it Eli? Yeah? All right, yeah, that's different. Her husband was Joseph. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Eli adopted Joseph.
Oh, okay.
All right. He adopted him and gave all the lineage to him. Okay? So that, Joseph was supposed to be on the throne, wasn't he?
Right.
He was supposed to be on the throne of Israel. Well, we get that all mixed up. But is it any worse than Joseph Smith? Or Charles Taze Russell? Is it any worse? Joseph Smith that has the 10 tribes, the lost 10 tribes, being the American Indian, coming over in a boat with a hole in the top thereof and a hole in the bottom thereof. It was a submarine coming over here, and they got over here and they turned black. Do you see how dark I am, Brother Ray? I think I'm darker than you. I'm red, though. I turn bronze. That's why they call us redskins. Us Indians are cursed, you know. We were bad in our former lives. And so we're cursed with black skin. But if we'll repent and believe the message, the gospel of Mormon, Moroni, that we will become light and delightsome again. I haven't got light and delightsome yet, except when I stay out of the sun. Probably when I'm old and in a rest home someplace or something, somebody feeding me, which I don't think I'll live that long, but I might turn white for lack of exposure to the sun. Well, the names mean something. The Bible is an intricate scientific book that no man could have written. The first 10 inspired names of the first 10 children after Adam, or the first 9 children after Adam, tells the whole story of the gospel. Let's look at it. Now, I wrote this in 1970-something. Discovered this. 1972, I think.
I can read your writing in this one.
You can read my writing. Yeah, you should have seen the first one.
I can only imagine what it looked like.
That was my hand printing. The first 10 inspired names in the Bible, Genesis 5, 1 through 29, and Luke 3, 36 through 38, all dates are approximate. Now, by the way, I'm going to give you the dates when these people lived, approximately. Now, I want you to see something else while we're here. Here is B.C., and here is A.D. B.C. before Christ, and then after Christ, on Adamani. After Christ, after the Lord comes. Here is 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, up to thousands, okay? Then we go into thousands over here. Now, as you get close to A.D., now it starts out big numbers here and goes to small numbers. It starts out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 2,000 A.D. We're all beyond 2,000. It's 2017, isn't it? Didn't think I'd ever be here this long. I sure would have taken better care of myself if I'd have known that. Now, back here, we go 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1,000. And this goes back this way, and the numbers get greater. And as you go here, they get smaller. And then when you go here, they get greater. Because we're getting closer to the time of Christ right here, okay, on this map. That one of the hardest things for Bible students to understand is the time element, okay? That's why I'm taking some time to talk to you about this. Now, Adam, Genesis 5 and verse 1, he lived approximately from 4004 to 3074 B.C. Now, these are approximate numbers, okay? I'm telling you, they're approximate numbers.
What was that
number? 4004 to 3074 B.C., he lived 930 real years. Okay? 930 years. Real years, like we live. Okay? Mm-hmm. That means, and what does a year mean in Hebrew? Sharon? A complete cycle. You know, spring, summer, fall, and winter. A whole cycle. Now, Adam means earthy. It means red. It comes from the Hebrew word dom. That's the word right there in Hebrew. Dom, which means red or blood. Okay? And the earth is red in many places, the red clay. Earthy, Adama, which means earth, is red, blood, Dom is the root, Genesis 1 and 26, and Romans 5, 14. Nonetheless, death reigned from Adam and until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam. Why? Because the infection of the blood of Adam and every one of God's people that have been born on this earth. And everyone belongs to God. Did you know that? Every child that is born in this world belongs to God. Every Muslim, every Catholic, all of them belong to God. Now, whether they follow him or not, that's volition. But they're all his. He will have sovereignty and dominion over every person that's ever been born. And every person that's ever been born is infected with the sin and the blood and the infection of Adam's blood, not the women, not the woman's. That's why Jesus could be born without, because he was born without his father's blood on the earth, without Joseph's blood. His blood came from God alone, like Adam's blood originally did, until it was infected. Jesus' blood was never infected. We partook of the Lord's Supper tonight, and that Genematos Tejas Amplu represented his blood. A pure blood. An uninfected blood. And by his blood, we are saved, are we not? Adam, who is a type of him who was to come in 1 Corinthians 15:20 through 22. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, for the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by one man came death, by a man also came the resurrection, the Anastasia of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive. It says, for in the whole human race is of one blood. Adam's blood. And we all have that infection. Now you can look this up on Brown, Driver, and Briggs, Hebrew Lexicon, on page 9. Now, Zeth, the one we talked about a while ago, Zeth means what? Sheth is his name, Sheth. It means what? Substitute. Zeth lived 3874 to 2962 B.C. He lived 912 years. Substitutes to stand in the place of. Zeth was a substitute for Cain as the patriarch and a substitute for Abel only as the faith line. Because he lost his birthright of the firstborn when he killed his younger brother, Zeth replaced Abel because Cain had killed him. Now Jesus is our substitute in Romans 5 and verse 6. We have the first Adam, don't we? We have the first Adam. And then we have the second Adam. The first Adam is of the earth, related to the earth. The second Adam is from the God from heaven. He came down. That's what John said. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. In 1 John 2 it says, for he himself is a propitiation, the atonement for our sins, not for ours only, but for those of the whole world. And he died in our place, and he took our guilt upon himself, and he paid the price of our redemption. Though his life and his blood as a substitutionary death on the cross of Calvary, his life and our blood, he took his guilt upon our guilt upon himself. And 1 Peter 1:18 through 20 says, knowing that we were not redeemed with perishable things like silver and gold from our futile way of life, the Jewish traditions, inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. And you can look that up on Brown, Driver, and Briggs on page 1011. Now, Enosh. So Christ is a second Adam. Number two, Christ is our substitute. He is our substitute. He died for us. He took our place. He paid our penalty. Number three, Enosh. Genesis 5 and 6. Enosh lived between 3769 and 2864 B.C., according to some chronologies. Enosh lived 905 years. 905 years. And Enosh means dying. 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 Enosh means dying. The first Adam got us in trouble. The second Adam became our substitute for our problem. And third, Enosh died for our sins. Romans 5, 6, and 8. Christ stood as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world and the earth. Adamah. Revelation 13, 8 and John 1 and 1. Revelation 13 and 8 and John 1 and 1. John 1 and 1 says, "En arche, ein ho logos, kai ho logos, ein proston theon, kai ho logos, ein theos. In the beginning, kept on being the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead because Jehovah kept on being God." John 1, 14 says, what? Kai ho logos arsigenito, and the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt among us. John 1 and 1 is the oldest verse in the Bible in actual time. Now you can look up this word, Enosh, on page 60 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Canaan, 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 Canaan. Genesis 5 and verse 9. Now Canaan, or Canaan, lived 3679 to 2974 B.C. See how it's going backwards? He lived 910 years. His name means what? Possession. Because of Jesus dying for us, we can possess eternal life. Adam gave us, he gave us a free ride to hell. Did he not? He gave us a ticket to hell. Jesus Christ gives us a ticket to eternal life. And we are his possession. Possession gotten or begotten. Acquired, related to the name Cain. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Exodus 19 and verse 5, Deuteronomy 4 and 20, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, and Acts 20:38. He, Jesus, purchased us with a price. The price of his blood and life and the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. And if you want to look this word up in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, page 884. Mahalel. Mahalel. Mahalel in Genesis 5 and verse 12. Well, how does the word Genesis come from? Huh? What does the word Genesis come from, Sharon? Greek. It comes from genomai. It means to become. The word barashith in Hebrew, Genesis, means beginnings. In beginnings, literally. Now, Mahalalel lived between 3609 and 2714 B.C., and he lived 895 years. Look at this. Now they're getting, their lifetime is getting shorter. How would you like to live 895 years, Marilyn? You think you are, don't you?
You have to have a good doctor.
You have to have a good doctor. You're going to have to get somebody after I'm gone. 895 years. And Mahalalel means the splendor of God. And Jesus is what? John 1:14. Kai ho logos arsigenito. And the word flesh he became, and the Jehovah flesh he became, and dwelt among us, and we beheld the what? The glory, the splendor of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, 14 and 18. No man has seen God but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, inseparable from the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. Philippians 3, 21. Who will transform the body of our humble, fragile, estate into the conformity with the body of his glory. In Colossians 1 and 11 and Titus 2, 13, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Revelation 1, 12 and 18. 12 through 18. Page 239. Now, I preached this sermon before. I never preached it for you guys. But I preached this and used all of those scriptures. But it takes an hour to do it. So this is the second sermon I preached tonight, so I'm making it short and sweet. Brother Hubbard used to say, KISS, keep it short, stupid. Number six, Jared. Genesis 5 and verse 15. 3544 to 2582 B.C. lived 962 years. Now, he lived longer, didn't he? The sender. What did John say? That John the Baptist said what? He said that Jesus was before I am, before he was a God of heaven, and he descended, came down out of heaven. The sender means to go from a higher state to a lower state or position. Did Jesus do that? Is this whole, is these first 10 names, are they naming what the gospel of Jesus Christ, what he did for us? To pour out, to empty. John 3:13, no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. Ephesians 4:10, he who descended is himself also. He who ascended far above the heavens that he might fill all things. Philippians 2:6 and 7, Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard it equality with God, a thing to be held on to. He laid aside his eternal deity, powers of deity, to become our substitute. He emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made into the likeness of men. Brown Diver Biggs, page 434 for that word, Jared. 7, Enosh. Or Enoch, that is. Enoch, Genesis, Bodasheath 5:18, 3382 to 3017 B.C. Enoch. Enoch lived 365 years. Look at that. 365 years. Now, that's a whole year to us today, isn't it? But do you know that most of those years back in those times were lunar years, and they were about 360 years. But a whole year is a complete cycle, isn't it? 365 years, one for each day of the year. Teacher, his name means teacher, master teacher, rabbi, one who is initiated in the learning or apt to learning, a scholar, apt at teaching. John 3 and 2 says, Nicodemus said, Rabbi, doctor of theology, we know that you have come from God as a teacher. He admitted that, didn't he? John 4, 25, forward. Jesus is in the temple area and 12 years old was a master teacher, wasn't he? And Luke 2, 47, 2, 46 and 47. Now you can look up that word Enoch on page 335 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Now let's go to Methuselah. Methuselah, the man of the dart, he who shall, when he's dead, when it comes to pass, he shall die, or when he's dead, it shall come to pass. Genesis, Bodasheath 5:21, he lived between 3317 and 2348 B.C., and he was the oldest living human being to ever live on earth. He lived 969 years, the son of the dart or arrow, destined to die. Who named him? Enoch. Enoch preached the coming flood for 300 years. Did he not? Isn't that what the Bible says? He was a preacher of righteousness? He prophesied? Why, the book of Enoch is quoted in every book in the New Testament, in all reality. You just read it. Read the book of Enoch and then go see how related it is to each book in the New Testament. Prophecy. Destined to die. Now, Enoch named him because God had told Enoch, when this boy dies, the judgment shall come. When he is dead, it shall come to pass. 1 Corinthians 15, 1, 3, and 4. The death and burial and resurrection of Christ is the gospel. The year Methuselah died, the flood came upon the earth. Page 607, you can look that word up. Can you think of for 1,000 years, more than 1,000 years? Because 300 years plus 969 years, somewhere around there, in between those, because we don't know when he was, what year exactly he was born. But for at least 1,000 years, people knew that judgment was coming on this earth, and the earth would be destroyed by water. We've been preaching for 2,000 years, haven't we? Tonight, we remembered the death of our Lord and Savior. When he's a dead, it shall come to pass. The gospel message was not fulfilled until Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. All of these people were held in a promise. But when Jesus died, it had to come to pass. The promise was a reality. Lamech, the ninth name. Lamech. Genesis 5:25, Lamech lived from 3137 B.C. to 2360 B.C. He lived 777 years. Look at that. Three sevens. Three perfections. He didn't live long, but he lived the perfect three sevens. He died 12 years before the flood. His name means overthrower or king of kings, Lord of lords, Adonai HaAdonaiim in Hebrew. Matthew 2:2, the Magi, all right, came to see the King of Glory, didn't they? They knew it's time for him to be born. In 1 Timothy 6:14 and 50, our Lord Jesus Christ, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and John 12 and 15, your king comes sitting upon a donkey's colt. In Genesis, or Deuteronomy 10 and 17, Adonai HaAdonaiim. In Revelation 19 and 16, we see it in Greek, brought from the Hebrew mind. The book of Revelation is written in Greek, but it is written with a Hebrew grammar. And it was written with a Hebrew mind, and John, when he wrote John 1 and 1, that's a Hebraism. It's not the Greek idea logos. It is the eternal Ha-Dabar, that replacement name for Jehovah. Jehovah. And they would say, Ha-Dabar. The word, when they would come to that name, they would not say it. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 17, thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain, for God will require it of you. You will not be forgiven. Well, that ought to clean up people's language if they just read that one. Your king comes, sitting upon a donkey's colt. Adonai HaAdonaiim, Revelation 19:6, on his thigh. King of kings and Lord of lords. Round Driver and Briggs, page 541. Now we come to the name Noah. Noah. Say Noah. You got to curl your throat when you say it. Noah. Baba Sheath, Genesis 5:29. B.C. 2948 to 1998 B.C. He lived 950 years. Noah lived for about another 349 years after the flood. His name means what? Peace and safety. We can find peace in no other name besides Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ, you are in the ark of safety. If you were with Noah back at that time, you're going to get to live. If you weren't in the ark, you weren't going to live. If you are not, you will be in the flood of God's wrath. John 16:33 and 14:27. Isaiah 9:67. He's the Prince of Peace, and Israel will have no peace till they accept their Messiah. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3. Then he shall bring in the 1,000-year reign of Christ on his terms under his rule of iron yet peace. Right there. But a tribulation period has to come. The church age is over. Tribulation period comes, and Israel, God makes them ready for their millennial reign. 2/3 of them get to be killed. 5 out of 6 people in the world are going to die. 5 out of every 6 people in the world are going to die. And then God's going to bring in that 1,000-year reign, and he will rule with a rod of iron and yet peace. This story goes from eternity to eternity, the story of redemption. Because here we have eternity over here. Jesus Christ died as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth. And right over here, we're looking back and remembering what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Right here. All the whole universe, this is the axle, the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, then he shall bring in the 1,000-year reign of Christ on his own terms, under his rule of iron, yet peace, the story goes from eternity to eternity, the story of redemption, soteriology, sacrifice, and final atonement and propitiation of eternal peace with a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwells peace and righteousness. By the way, you know, Islam, you know, they say that means peace. That's a peaceful religion. Islam doesn't mean peace. It means surrender. They look forward to the Mahdi coming, and the Mahdi is going to do what? He's going to be helped by the beast, and we have in the book of Revelation, we have a beast, a false prophet, and an antichrist. Does that sound familiar? The Mahdi is going to come in, he's going to kill, he and the beast are going to kill all of the Christians. They're going to kill all the Jews first, and then all the Christians. And they're going to bring in the caliphate, a one-world rule, a one-world government, a one-world religion. Is that what the book of Revelation says the evil one shall do? That's what he's going to try to do, but I got news for him. He ain't going to make it. By the way, Noah was born 126 years after the death of Adam. Noah was born 14 years after the death of Seth. Noah was 84 years old when Enosh died. Noah was 26 years old when Kenan died. Noah was 234 years old when Mahalalel died. Noah was 366 years old when Jared died. Noah was 84 years old when Enoch was raptured. He got to see it. Now, there's two people that didn't die in the Bible that were raptured. Enoch and Elijah. They're a type of the rapture, so the rapture can happen. The word rapture comes from the Latin rapere, and from the Greek, rapazo. When Enoch was raptured, Noah was 600 years old when Methuselah died. And Noah was 588 years old when Lamech died. And Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died. Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died. So did he know Noah? You think he heard about the gospel? The Babylonians called Noah Ishtras, son of Oliates. The Chinese called Noah Yo or Fohi. Other names for Noah are Prometheus, Deucalion, Atlas, Theoth, Inachus, Osiris, Dagon, etc. Brown Driver and Briggs, page 629. Now, if you're out there listening someplace, I hope that this message tonight has convinced you that the Bible is a book of mysteries, but it can be revealed. Do you want to have eternal life? Your Father gave you the ticket to hell, an invitation to hell. I preached the message the other day, an invitation to hell. Our Father, Vincent, did you know your Father gave you an invitation to hell?
When I was born?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks. When you were conceived.
Oh, you're welcome.
When you were conceived. Your mother didn't do any of that. See, she doesn't pass the sin nature on to the child, but your father did. My father gave me a ticket, an invitation to hell. I'm going to give you an invitation to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We heard all about him. We heard the first 10 names in the Bible that depicted his coming, his death, burial, and resurrection, and that we can have peace in him. Vincent, what song do you have?
We have 481.
481. 481. If you're without Christ, you don't have to be. Jesus Christ died for you. It said in 1 John 2:2, he died for the sins of all mankind, not for ours only, but for the whole world. That's what we call unlimited atonement. You can be saved, if you will. Is God convicting your heart of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come? You can have eternal life if you call upon Him and believe that God sent His Son, that He died for you, and rose, and lives forevermore to make a propitiation atonement for you. Go ahead, Brother Vincent. Heavenly Father, we give this message to You as it goes out throughout the world. Let Thy will be done. Chase every sinner down and convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Do not let them sleep. In Jesus' name, we send these words out and this message for Your sake, for Your honor, and for Your glory. Amen.